The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast.
Have you seen that thing from Salt Bae? You know Salt Bae, that guy with the shades on. He's got a steakhouse. I know a few people have been to it. I've not been to it, but he's opened a new restaurant in London, and the headline act there is the £630 tomahawk steak, it's called. I think it's wrapped in gold. I mean, God, I've just eaten, but it's making my mouth water even thinking about it. For me, steak needs to be rare. Like, I don't mind if it's sat in a pool of blood when I eat it. How do you like your steak? Let me know how you like your steak. I think that if you have it any more than medium, you've literally wasted your money. But anyway, that's a conversation for another time. But it kind of caused a lot of a stir. Did this £630 steak, and people like, it was something like £20 for some onion rings, £11 for a can of Red Bull. And people are getting a bit uppity about it. And what I've noticed is a lot of the restaurants nowadays, and I think a lot of businesses that you have to go there to, especially restaurants, wedding venues, stuff like that, they really have a lot of stuff for tagging yourself. They're used for like influencer marketing. So if someone wants to go to buy a £630 steak, really it's not because the steak's worth that, it's because the prestige of tagging yourself there is worth it, to a lot of people at least. I remember Caroline and some girls from Salon went to this fancy restaurant in Liverpool, and they came back with all these silly photos, and I was like, didn't you go there to eat anything? Or were you just taking photos on silly gadgets and silly like prop with silly props? And I realised that that's why these places become so famous, because it's all about the social media tagging, isn't it? That's the business model, I get it. But, you know, with this kind of lifestyle, it's mostly about seeming that you're doing something amazing rather than actually being amazing. I'm not sure if you agree with that. But I feel like, you know, we're all guilty of it sometimes. But if we're really honest, it's because there's something missing and we feel like we need to be validated somehow. There's a little bit of a side note from the Salt Bae £630 steak scandal. Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos have just had a race to be the first people, civilians, into space, and they're starting to do space holidays. There was a holiday for six people. I think it was Virgin Galactic. It might have been Amazon. I don't know. But there's been a race to get people into space, and you know, nice one, progress. I see it as progress. And you get a lot of people saying, well, what about all the poor people? The money could have been spent on so much more better things than that. And you know, all of this sort of chatter. And I get it. It is quite an uncomfortable fact that they could afford to give every single person, Jeff Bezos could give every single person 20 quid on the entire planet or something like that, which is pretty crazy. It's understandable to think, why don't you do that? But that's how we think, because we're from a completely different background to these guys. I remember, you know, me especially, I when I was growing up, I used to go to school in my mum's old sweatshirt. You know, we were poor. I couldn't afford a coat, so I wore my mum's old jumper. I mean, imagine a young teenage boy wearing his mum's old sweatshirt for school. Imagine that. But that's, you know, this is the kind of background that a lot of us are from. And, you know, Bezos and Branson, they're from a completely different walk of life to us, with completely different goals, completely different outlook. A lot to do with how they were raised, no doubt. I learned this funny thing that Jeff Bezos earns that much money that the length of time that it would take him to bend down and picks some money up that he's dropped, he'd have earned at least $7,000, right? So it would Jeff Bezos would need to drop more than £7,000 on the floor for him to be even asked to pick it up. I mean, it's funny. I think that's funny. And these guys, as far as I'm concerned, they can do what they want. I don't care if somebody wants to eat a £630 steak. I don't care if somebody wants to develop a space program and take people to space and be the first person into space. I really, really don't care. And the people who whinge about it, what I would say to you is, you know, what do you do with your spare money? Don't say that you ain't got any spare money, because you have something spare. You have something spare. Most people have something spare, whether it's 20 pence or £20 or £200. What do you do with your money? Because that will give you an insight into what you would do if you were in their shoes. And my spider sense is telling me that you wouldn't do very much with it. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe that offends you, but that's just the way that I see it. The world has risen out of poverty by 40% over the last 40 years. It's got nothing to do with Richard Branson and Bill Gates and these people having all the money. That is not why people are in poverty. In fact, people are coming out of poverty faster than they've ever come out of poverty in history. 127,000 people a day for the last 25 years have gone above the poverty line. That's faster and more people than at any point in history. There's 1.5 billion people who've been risen out of poverty in that time. To me, that's really good. And that tells me that we're going in the right direction in spite of everything that you see or hear about in the news. You know, people aren't poor because of Jeff Bezos. They're just not. They're poor because of circumstances, because of the luck of the draw of where they're born and information that they're willing to act upon. You know, that it really boils down to those two things. Money, it's not a thing. It's infinite. Money is infinite. I can't think of the word. It's just an entity in the cloud. We create money through the value that we create in our mind, right? And we don't take into account that these people, you know, Salt Bae, Jeff Bezos, whoever, Richard Branson, their motivations are completely different to ours. They don't have the time to think about all of everyone's problems. They're too busy focused on their own goals, and their own goals have got them to where they're at today. And most of us who are from a socialistic sort of background, or working class and poor, we can't understand having goals and working diligently towards them. We just don't understand it. From my where I'm sitting, from my personal perspective of looking at both sides of the coin, most socialists or poor people are so petrified of rejection and so petrified of having to face their own emotions that they don't do anything. And that's why they stay poor. And then it's easier to point the finger at other people rather than looking in the mirror. And all we can focus on is the gap between us and them, rather than how can I close the gap between, or what I'm actually lucky enough to already have. Does that make sense? Because let's face it, we are lucky. We're more lucky than we've ever been in history. And it don't really help when you get people like Russell Brand. You know, as much as I love Russell Brand, he's the funniest guy I've ever seen live. I like watching his videos. But Russell Brand, he's a real hypocrite, because he peddles this kind of socialist rhetoric, but he's like always marketing the shit out of all his stuff and wanting us to buy all his stuff, subscribe to his podcast, buy his books, etc. And they do help. He's providing a service and he gets his deserved rewards, which is right, because we live in a meritocracy where you get rewarded for the service that you provide, mostly. Whatever you give, whatever you're willing to give, you will get a return based upon the value of what you've just given. And let's face it, right? It's easier doing that way than it is harvesting wheat in a field for 15 hours a day. I saw a meme the other day. These memes, they make me laugh. It was something along the lines of, humans have been enslaved for 6,000 years. And what it was saying, and there was a picture of like some shadowy cabal enslaving some of us in a field or something like that. And I thought to myself, shadowy cabals haven't enslaved anyone for 6,000 years. What enslaved us was wheat. We started harvesting fields 6,000 or more, probably 10,000 years ago, because that we'd learned through our own brain power how to create and cultivate our own food for the first time ever. But what that did is it brought its own problems, because that's how disease started. It magnified tribalism. A lot of religion started around those times as well. So I would say a meritocracy, the kind that we're living in at the moment, is easier than living as farmers over the last few thousand years, because of all the problems that brought. You know, you have one famine, the entire village might starve to death. And what about a bit further than 6 or 10,000 years ago? What about being a hunter? Remember when we all hunted and we just foraged for berries, and I'd stand there with my glistening chest and my spear, and I'd spear a fish, and then we'd eat it as a family and all laugh, and then I'd, you know, get my pet tiger over and give it a cuddle. This is what hunter-gatherers used to do, isn't it? I don't think they did. I think what actually happened was, it was every single day was a fight for survival. There was a constant threat of being attacked by anything, not just humans, but animals too. And also a constant threat of starvation. The problem is, we're just too successful as a species. And we've become too powerful for our own good. When would you rather live? Would you rather live 8,000 years ago, when we were farming? Would you rather lived 50,000 years ago as hunter-gatherers and saber-toothed tigers and that lot knocking around? Or would you rather be alive now? The way I see it is, just stop fucking whinging. It couldn't get any better. Steak, who cares how much a steak costs? Who cares? Life isn't fair sometimes. It's not fair that an eagle is much more stronger and powerful than a rabbit. And he'll fly over a rabbit, hunt it down, murder it, and eat it. It's an unfair advantage that the eagle's got. That's just the way of the world. But is it fair when the rabbit gets away and the eagle can't catch any rabbits, and then its chicks all starve to death because it couldn't provide for them? Is that unfair? To me, that's unfair too. All we can do is do whatever we can with what we have. That's all we can do. My advice is, be a good person. So try to be a good person. Do what you can for other people whenever you can do it. Just be a good person. It's not that difficult. Pay attention to the moment, this moment now, because this is really all you really have, is this moment right now. So pay attention to it. Those two things are one of the best bits of advice I can give you. This is just the way, it's just the way of the world, guys. I'm sorry. You know, people have 630-pound steaks. People fly to space and don't give money to the poor. That is just the way of the world. And if you're in this kind of situation and you're just focusing on the whole of the donut rather than the actual donut, then that's on you, because that's where you're putting your attention. Now, there are ways around the problems that we've got. There are ways for you to get out of any problems that you've got. I'm looking for someone to work with up to Christmas alongside, and they'll earn around $6,500 in bonuses. It's all commission based. It's all something that you have to do to get paid for. It's not just another job. So if you know anyone who's interested in some extra money before Christmas, please send me a DM, because I'd love to have a chat with them. No problem if not. But there are always ways. There are always opportunities out of our situation. We've just got to be aware of it and be willing to act on it. Guys, thanks for watching. I love you, and I'll see you later on. Bye.